From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. Mint turns 225 years old this year. The exact birthday is April 2nd, when back in 1792, the Mint Act was passed. To commemorate the moment, the Mint is releasing a series of $100 gold coins. On one side is a soaring eagle, and on the other, Lady Liberty. And in a first for U.S. currency, this symbol of liberty will be depicted as an African-American woman. Rhett Jepson is the acting director of the U.S. Mint. I talked to him about the thinking behind that.
In our very first coins, we had a female figure representing liberty. And so through the years, we've had liberty represented always as the feminine in a lot of different forms. And so this is just a more modern, inclusive interpretation of liberty. We've had a lot of comments saying, well, liberty is depicted as in the Statue of Liberty. And we've depicted liberty over the course of, 225 years in a lot of different forms, not just what's on the Statue of Liberty. That's actually, quite frankly, a later interpretation of what liberty looked like, allegorical liberty, that is.
These are $100 coins. They weigh about an ounce. They're not solid gold, are they? Because that would make them worth like $1,200.
They are solid gold. It is 1 ounce of 24 karat gold. And so they will, in fact, sell for about $1,500. There's a premium. The value of the coins is not based so much on the denomination that we put on the coin, but rather, the uniqueness of the design, the quality of the strike, and the content of the metal. And it trades far beyond whatever the face value of the coin is.
The Treasury spends more to make certain coins like pennies than they're actually worth. In this case, it sounds like it's quite the opposite. Is the Mint actually making money on its money in this case?
We actually make three types of coins here at the Mint. We make circulating coins. That's the stuff you have in your pocket every day. We make numismatic or collectible coins. And then we make bullion coin, which is an investable coin. We still return money on all three of those lines to Treasury every year. We're a non-appropriated agency. We operate on the revenue that we generate, and we return the excess or the profit back to our shareholders, which is the Department of Treasury. And so over the past 2 years, we've returned well over $1.2 billion to Treasury. So not a bad return for an organization of 1,700 people. So we're very, very proud of that.
You could technically use this coin in a store to buy something for $100, but that would be very stupid, right?
That's right. That would probably not be the wisest use of it. But it does have a base value of $100. So I guess if gold ever went below $100 an ounce, you may want to do that.
All right. Well, Rhett Jepson, acting director of the U.S. Mint, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.